The third power of a government is the judicial power, the power to interpret laws, to determine their meaning, and to settle disputes that arise within the society. This is the judges. In the United States, this would be the Supreme Court of the United States in Washington, D.C. The Supreme Court is 9 judges that are chosen by the president, confirmed by the Senate, and appointed for life. There's a whole hierarchy of judges and courts that go below the Supreme Court, and they extend into the states, and the states have their own Supreme Courts. But at its core, it is the responsibility of the judicial system and the judicial powers of the judges to determine if the laws that are being made by the legislative branch fall within the confines of the Constitution. And if these laws then do fall within the confines of the Constitution, the judicial branch is able to force the executive to act on those laws and to carry those laws out. Now, one thought here on a dictatorship's role in regards to judicial power. There really is no judicial power in a dictatorship. A dictator will appoint judges, but those judges serve to create the illusion of justice coming out of the dictatorship. If a judge were to go rogue and to issue his own opinions that the dictator didn't want issued, he would simply be removed from his judgeship and be replaced with somebody else that would rubber stamp the laws that were coming from the legislative branch, which were rubber stamped by the dictator in the first place. Again, in a dictatorship, the dictator is really calling the shots for both the legislative and the judicial system as well.